Hey guys, it's Kyle from the Chisapod. Hope you're keeping well. The lifting of the ban on the sale of alcohol came into effect recently as part of the country's move to level 2 of the nationwide lockdown. It was a moment of relief for media mogul and businesswoman Khanyi Mbau, who has her own gin brand, I'm Khanyi. We spoke to the star about how the lockdown has affected her, how the industry should adapt going forward, and whether she thinks SA has a drinking problem.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
As I was saying, Khanyi, you are probably one of the country's most well-known actresses and TV personalities. Yet the lockdown has happened. How's it affected you personally?
Yeah, it's affected me mentally, financially, spiritually. It's just been such a challenging and difficult time for me that it's made things so hard for me. In terms of my career, I mean, everyone knows that production was put on halt. There was no work coming in. And then the alcohol, when it comes to my gin, was also an issue. I couldn't sell my alcohol, couldn't advertise my alcohol. And I'm also part of Casa Light. We couldn't do any activations. We couldn't do any appearances. So literally, it really meant for me no income for the whole year.
We've seen a lot of actors and actresses speak about having to turn to friends and family to try and get some relief, you know, to help keep food on the table. Was that in any way your story, or did you see people in the industry around you having to do that?
I've seen a lot of people. I've even seen friends tell me that they've moved back in with their parents. Some have moved in with their siblings. I've had a few friends of mine as well that have said to me that they're lucky that their fathers and mothers had helped them pay for their cars and to try and pay for their rents and mortgages. So it's been a common thing around me where a lot of friends and people I know have had to seek for help.
Do you think that there was enough relief given by government or maybe other agencies for artists?
No, not at all. I mean, whatever relief that came out, it was probably 20% of the whole population. And when it comes to the industry, it was probably 20% of the industry. And arts and culture, along with sport, is so broad that where do you begin? I mean, in that 30%, who are the people that they're talking about? And the requirement of it was, for our faculty, was for arts and culture to help you, you need to prove that you had gigs that were confirmed and now cancelled due to the pandemic. But how the arts work is, you get booked on a Wednesday to go and have an appearance on a Thursday, or you get booked on a Monday to go do a campaign or a post for Friday. So our things don't come in, you know, months ahead for us to then say, this is the proof that I've got, that I've suffered loss. So I don't qualify as Khanyi because then I don't have proof, or I don't have anything that says I had things lined up. And it's then loss of income.
And what are your hopes for the industry when it opens in the next weeks, months, hopefully months, not years?
Oof. Look, my hopes are that we relook this whole thing called entertainment in South Africa. We relook at how things are done, how we plan, how we pay artists, and how we look after ourselves and ensure ourselves going forward in the future. Because I think there is no structure. I mean, we don't even get medical aid. We don't even qualify to get bonds just on the salaries that some artists make. It's just the lucky few of us that have other things on the side that we do where we can actually have companies and things like that. So artistry needs to be relooked and restructured again for it to make sense and work for the next person.
I know this is kind of like a looking at the crystal ball question, but how do you think the industry is going to be affected by this long term?
I think the industry is going to be affected because now we have learned that things can be done at home. So your art cameraman that would have had a job on a set that needs four cameras is going to lose his job. The makeup artist, people have now had to learn in YouTube how to do their own faces because they had to broadcast at home on their channels. So makeup artists are going to lose their work because now people can do their own makeup. Wardrobe is going to suffer because to have wardrobe on standby where you'd rather have someone dress themselves, it's going to an industry where we are actually going micro and nano in the industry, and that then means 1,000 more people are going to be sitting at home without work after this.
Yeah, and those are the people that we don't see. Those are the people that you don't think, you know, about 100%. The makeup artists, the wardrobe people. Sure.
They're the ones that are going to suffer the most.
Yeah. But, I mean, of course, moving away from kind of the lights and the glamour and the fashion and all of that of the entertainment industry, and you're also an entrepreneur working in the alcohol space. Why did you decide to invest in this era?
You know, you could literally say I work in the alcohol industry entirely because every weekend I would be in the club, you know, as an appearance, and I would sell out bars because people would be drinking what I drink before I had a gin. Every single weekend, I would hear how much a certain club, because I was there, made money off selling whatever alcohol. And I thought to myself, because I'm such a nightlife brand and I still do a lot of the nightlife, I should come out with a gin brand. And I also didn't like how certain gins tasted. They've got this burning sensation in your throat when you have them. And I've always questioned it. And I was like, can't we have something that's ginny, but it mustn't be violent? It mustn't really just now break my throat for me to enjoy it. So those were the two reasons why I ventured into this. You know, for the love of my gin, I love having a great G&T. And I wanted something local, something affordable, but something that really tastes good. And also I wanted something that when I party at night, I can drink, make money out of, and also have people enjoy something authentically Kanye, unlike people having a Dom Perignon, because that's what Kanye's drinking the whole time in VIP and everyone's buying it, and have people buy what I drink and what I really enjoy, then have a Kanye experience.
And then this lockdown happens and suddenly there's a ban on alcohol. How did that affect you as an entrepreneur in that space? Do you employ people? Did you have to retrench?
Of course. I mean, gin is literally made by people. And ours is handmade, it's handcrafted. So you've got people mixing, you've got a mixologist who sits there and finds your flavor profile. Then you've got to order bottles, and then you need to put the pendant, because I've got a gold pendant on it. And then next thing, you need to then get storage for it. And then in shops, and we are charged for storage. I keep telling people that even if, let's say, I've got 200 bottles left, because of the lockdown and they're sitting there, I need to pay for that space. Then I can't pay people that work for me. I can't pay the guy that's going to deliver because I haven't made money. And I can't do marketing because how am I going to pay any PR company to try and market my gin?
And suddenly it's exactly like in the entertainment industry where we think that it's straightforward, but there's so many other mouths and so many other people behind the scenes that are affected by this. So, but then what do you say to the argument that South Africa has an alcohol problem and the ban should have been extended to the latest possible date?
Of course we're going to have alcohol problems. Of course we're going to become alcoholics. Guys, we're stuck at home doing nothing, and the only form of escape that we have is alcohol. You know, we're stuck in these four walls. We're not working. And the only thing you can do while you're watching a house party on TV is have a dorp. So of course we're going to get to that point. But I doubt that South Africans have a drinking problem, because we would have seen the signs a long time ago. The country has been running perfectly fine before lockdown. It's just that now people are going overboard because we're like kids. Once kids get access to something, they'll abuse it. But you should just make sure that people adhere to the rules and understand that their responsibility impacts on other people's lives and jobs. That if we should go to another ban, more families are not going to have work. More kids won't be able to go back to school. Reason being, their parents don't have money to pay. It's that simple. That's the conversation we should be having instead of discouraging people from having a drink. The country has been running. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm.
The country has been fine. We haven't had this issue.
Mm.
And obviously when people are drunk, they'll want to go drink with their friends. But if it's a normal thing for people to have alcohol, they won't do this.
I understand. So the country now moved to level 2 lockdown this week. And included in that is now the sale of alcohol. What are your hopes for the industry and particularly for your brand now going in the next few weeks and months?
Look, I hope the industry has learned that we need to find ways in also doing our part in promoting responsible drinking. But also, we need to now market the hell out of everything that we have and we need to stand together. Yeah. So it's really our duty now. We need to also now stand with the government and be strict. And rather say, you can only buy 2 bottles of I Am Kani Gin per person. Yes, I know someone's going to go to different bottle stores, but now that's their issue. But I've made it my mission to say, okay, cool. I'm going to also do my part and say, you can't buy a case during lockdown.
Mm.
You can only buy 1 bottle per person, you know, fine. You've got a mate that can get you more, great. Or you've got someone who's still going to get it, great. But I've done my part.
I get that. But yeah. Then, Kanye, just as a businesswoman, doesn't that affect your bottom line? Because you want to, purely in business, sell as many bottles as possible.
It does. I won't lie to you. It does. But it keeps the alcohol open. I'd rather get a few cents than not get anything at all. It starts there. We need to start small for us to get to the greater goal. Imagine wanting to start all the way at the top and make hundreds of millions. I'm just making an example over a week of just opening. But lives are also put at risk, and we're also putting pressure on the health system. So hashtag save my livelihood is about that. Let's start somewhere by starting to save people. So let's not also be greedy. Let's meet at the center and say, okay, thank you for opening the alcohol. What can we do to help?
I understand.
You know, until the pandemic is done, fine. Guys, you can only sell 1 per person. That means you're only getting probably 30% of what you would be making on a normal year. But it's better than not making anything, because at least you're paying something.
Mm, I get it. Well, Kanye, thank you very much for the chat. Very, very insightful as always. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your business going forward.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.